Oh, there's people in cameras. Okay. So I kind of serve in three different roles here in DC, but I'm going to mention two. One is I'm finishing my last year in PhD in education. Yes, $150,000 in student loan debt, and I'm studying student engagement with spoken word poetry. So you poets, I love you very much. Thank you. The third hat is I'm a poet, so here's the poem. I had a very dear friend named Gary Hopkins is his name. He was shot and killed by a PG County police officer in 1999. Long time ago. So this poem, however, was written after the shooting of Michael Brown. There's a correlation between the way we treat money and the way we treat people. Cash, coin, bills, and bodies, all commodities meant to be traded in exchange for products, goods, and services. The denomination depends on our purpose, but a lot of us don't know what our purpose is, so all we do is consume. Rarely do we create, and the result is that our wealth has become a loan with a really high interest rate, and somehow we've defaulted. We've been told that some of our payments arrived a little bit too late. And granted, we have our checks and balances, but let's be honest, none of our checkbooks are really balanced. We need to check our balance, check to determine the status of what our account is, because the last time I checked, we were deeply in the red and we used to be in the black. Now, blood-covered brown men, hands up, holes in their backs, racism is making withdrawals, y'all. Depriving us of anything positive, choosing when to spend or to save black lives have become a government prerogative, and none of these statements make any sense. Yo, 6 shots and 0 arrests, except for those engaging in peaceful protests. Now, either the math is corrupt, or our thick, scary skin ain't so tough, especially when a bullet is going in. And if this is a game, then we've got a flawed strategy to win. And if this is a gamble, then I'm calling a bluff, because betting on black bodies is already risking too much, y'all. We've already lost enough. Yo, we break, but we're not even. Our chips are not stacked, nor are they increasing. We try to keep count of our kings, but we get penalized for cheating. Yo, tell us, when are we gonna get our credit? Because these scores are deceiving. Our currency is melting through the holes in our pockets, and we can't reach in to save them. Or cops will try to stop it, or use tear gas to block it, and all of our currency falls to the ground.
Yeah.
And then pigs break our banks with 9mm rounds, and all of our treasures melt into the streets. Don't ask for any receipts, transaction complete. So dear Ferguson police, I represent a collective agency and you owe us a debt. And our demand is that you supply us with justice, and this ain't no wolf ticketed threat. Your integrity has been compromised because we ain't been paid yet. Until you do, here is what you can expect. 1, our feet will continue to pound on this pavement until we receive the full payment. 2, we will charge with our voices until there's finally some charges on those invoices. 3, we will mobilize and protect every single asset that we have left, and we don't care if you call us looters or say this is theft. 4, we will be persistent. Y'all, apathy has no place in this movement. 5, we will publish our own narratives. We don't need Fox or CNN to do it. 6, we will express rage. Y'all, anger is necessary at this stage. 7, we will not rest until there's an arrest. 8, we will love ourselves. 9, yo, we will even love you. 10, your payment is past due.